Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Jim Bully. Thank you for tuning in. US Vice President Kamala Harris visits South Korea, North Korea fires multiple ballistic missiles, and the National Assembly passes a motion of dismissal on the foreign minister. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visited South Korea on Thursday. Touring the heavily fortified inter-Korean border facing nuclear-armed North Korea, Harris issued a warning against the regime, saying the U.S. will do everything in our power to ensure its security commitment to South Korea. She also sat down with President Yoon Suk-yeol and discussed key pending issues, including the effect of the Inflation Reduction Act on Korean automakers. Kim Bum-soo has wrapped up the first visit by a U.S. Vice President to South Korea in 4.5 years.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday visited the heavily fortified demilitarized zone, or DMZ, dividing the two Koreas.
I cannot state enough that the commitment of the United States to the defense of the Republic of Korea is ironclad.
Standing only a few kilometers from the northern side of the military buffer zone, Harris issued a warning to Pyongyang.
In the north, we see a brutal dictatorship, rampant human rights violations, and an unlawful weapons program that threatens peace and stability.
Just the day before Harris' arrival, North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the East Sea, where a strike group led by the nuclear-powered supercarrier USS Ronald Reagan was staging a massive joint exercise with the South Korean Navy. Upon her arrival, Harris first visited South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and discussed key bilateral issues.
The ROK-US alliance is the linchpin that defends the freedom, security, and prosperity of the Korean people, and I will do my utmost to further strengthen our alliance. I believe that your visit to Korea following President Biden's visit to Seoul last May will be another turning point to achieve this goal.
For 7 decades, the alliance between the United States and the Republic of Korea has been a linchpin of security and prosperity. I am here to reinforce the strength of our alliance and strengthen our work together.
The presidential office in Seoul said that Yoon and Harris discussed U.S. President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, under which Korea's Hyundai, Kia, and other electric vehicles manufactured outside of North America will be excluded from tax incentives for U.S. consumers and lose price competitiveness. During the meeting that lasted for 85 minutes, Harris is said to have noted that President Biden is well aware of the concerns in South Korea and that Washington will devise ways to resolve the issue while implementing the law. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the East Sea on Saturday in its fourth such provocation in less than a week. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it detected the missiles fired from the Sunan area in Pyongyang between 6:45 and 7:03 a.m. The missiles flew some 350 kilometers and reached an altitude of about 30 kilometers with a speed of Mach 6. The JCS said an in-depth analysis by South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities is ongoing. Similar launches were carried out last Sunday and on Wednesday and Thursday. Pyongyang has conducted 20 ballistic missile and 2 cruise missile tests so far this year. The latest back-to-back launches are seen as a protest to joint drills by South Korea and the U.S. and a trilateral exercise also involving Japan held this week. During a visit to a U.S. aircraft carrier participating in combined military exercises on Wednesday, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Kim Sung-gyum said a North Korean provocation would be met by a strong response. According to the JCS, Kim and General Paul LeCamera, the commander of the Combined Forces Command, were briefed on the ongoing exercise aboard the USS Ronald Reagan on Tuesday. Kim said that the Seoul-Washington alliance will sternly respond to any type of North Korean provocation or aggression, adding that Pyongyang will be reminded that there is no scenario in which the regime survives should it attempt a nuclear strike. The JCS chief said the allies are expected to maintain a readiness posture against North Korean threats and continue cooperation to strengthen the implementation of Washington's extended deterrence. Emphasizing that the U.S.'s commitment to South Korea's defense and its extended deterrence pledge are ironclad, the camera said the U.S. carrier strike group's participation in the combined drills displays such commitment. Participating in South Korean naval exercises for the first time since 2017, the 97,000-ton Ronald Reagan is capable of carrying some 5,000 sailors and 90 aircraft, including F/A-18E Super Hornets and E-2D Hawkeye, early warning and control aircraft. Drills continued throughout the week, with the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force joining on Friday for the first three-way anti-submarine exercise since April 2017. The National Assembly on Thursday passed a motion calling for the dismissal of Foreign Minister Park Jin. The Assembly, dominated by the main opposition Democratic Party, held a plenary session and passed the motion in a vote of 168-1, with one abstention. The DP holds 169 out of a total 299 seats in Parliament, while the ruling People Power Party has 115. The DP on Tuesday decided to table the no-confidence motion, calling on President Yoon Suk-yeol to dismiss his foreign minister over diplomatic gaffes during Yoon's overseas trip last week. Still, the motion is not legally binding and may be cast aside by the president. The lawmakers of the ruling People Power Party left the chamber in protest when the motion was put to a vote. The Minor Justice Party lawmakers did not participate in the vote either, in line with the party decision. Speaking a day after the motion was carried, Foreign Minister Park said he cannot agree with the opposition camp's view that Yoon's latest overseas trip was a diplomatic catastrophe. Park made the remark to reporters on Friday at the Foreign Ministry office in Seoul. The minister said he believes South Korea should be solely responsible for upholding its national interests and dignity. He will therefore regard the DP's vote as a reprimand, urging him to better serve the nation on the diplomatic stage. Stressing that now is the time to consider national interests instead of engaging in political wrangling, Park reiterated his pledge of the previous day to make every effort as head of the foreign ministry. The DP said it filed the motion, which is not legally binding and may be disregarded by the president, to hold someone responsible for diplomatic gaffes during President Yoon's overseas trip last week. Among other criticisms, the DP claimed Yoon insulted US politicians with a hot mic comment and failed to hold substantive summits with the leaders of Japan and the US. Mandatory PCR tests for international arrivals have been scrapped. Second Vice Health and Welfare Minister Lee Ki-il announced the move on Friday that the requirement will end Saturday in his opening remarks at the government's COVID-19 response meeting. The Vice Minister said health authorities will lift mandates for all inbound travellers to complete a PCR test within 24 hours from Saturday in light of a steep decline in infections among arrivals, down to just 0.9% this month from 1.3% in August. Lee added that PCR tests will be available free of charge at community health centres for people who develop symptoms within 3 days of entry. That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. Join us again next week for more hot topics and issues making news in Korea. I'm Jim Bully, signing off.